Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here's the host of The Pleasure Zone, sensual movement artist, relationship and sex alchemist, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Now, if you've seen the title of this episode and you are still on, then you're definitely a top-notch pleasure seeker. It's very rare that I'll actually come across somebody who is not a pleasure seeker and is like, yeah, I'm not really into pleasure, but I'm going to fully listen to you talk about anal intercourse for like an hour. So you're probably up there with the other pleasure seekers wondering, what else can I learn today? There's actually lots that you can always learn about bodies in general and pleasure in general, because the thing is, with every single lover you have, there's always something new to experience and learn, because not every single body is the same. We definitely have similar parts and we definitely share a lot of parts. But did you actually even know that there are people, and it's very rare, but there are people who are born without an anus? So I originally was going to write something to the effect of this being a show about a sex that everybody can enjoy. However, that's not technically true, because there are a few very rare cases of people in the world who were born without an anus. So there you go. So we are, but you know what? Even though that's the case, I think I'm going to be addressing a huge percentage of the population tonight. No matter what gender you identify as, this show is for you, because you probably have an anus. And a lot of times there's a lot of misconceptions about anal intercourse, preconceptions about it. There's a lot of religious stuff around it. And I think for a lot of people, there's been a lot of kind of feelings of that it's disgusting, gross, dirty, lots of stuff that is connected with anal sex. It doesn't necessarily put it in the category that would make you think that this is pleasurable. Now, why on earth would somebody like me, who, you know, looks like the average mom in the world, why do I talk about sex? Why do I talk about sex and pleasure? And why on earth am I talking about the benefits of anal intercourse? Well, one of the reasons is because I have an absolute fascination for sex and bodies, and have ever since I found out when I was like 12, listening to Sex with Sue in Canada, which was a radio show on Sunday nights, the Sunday Night Sex Show, learning that you could actually learn about sex. It wasn't something that you had to just know about or think or assume that you were born with these skills, that these were skills you could develop. That was like really cool to me, that it was a skill you could develop. I certainly wasn't good at sports, and there are a lot of things I can't, like run and breathe at the same time. But I can have sex and breathe at the same time. Fantastic. So for me, it was like, oh, this might be something for me. I might be able to learn some skills here. I might be able to get educated here. I might learn something. I don't think all those things were going through my head exactly like that, but I do remember thinking it was fascinating that you could learn about sex. And that just like blew my mind, that there were people who actually taught that and that you could learn about it. And even prior to being a sex and intimacy coach and having this show, I just thought it was fascinating that people had careers based on something that I thought was so fun and interesting to talk about and just talk about naturally, that it was really fascinating to me that I could actually create a career out of this. And it's what's even funnier is on the weekend I was hanging out with a friend from high school who'd kept a bunch of my letters from high school, which was funny, and we have another friend who had kept some letters of mine, and I had written letters in high school that were that I regarded myself as the sex therapist. I had my own address, which was like 6969 Sexy Hills Road or something like that, like, those kind of fun titles. And, I had my own, had created my own letterhead for my sexy, sexy business, had my own, like, and I completely forgot that I had done that until these friends of mine had reminded me about these letters. And I was like, whoa, I've been doing this for a long time. I just had a fascination with it. So, aside from that fascination, my other fascination was always that I was drawn to people that had certain things going on with their bodies. Like at the age of two, I started putting my hands on bodies of people that were, one in particular that was dying of lung cancer. And I, most 2-year-olds want to run around and play. I was attracted to the dying man who I just sat with and put my hands on his chest, apparently, according to reports. And so I've always been doing healing, and I've always been, as for as long as I knew about sex and knew that you could learn about it, I started learning and was fascinated by it. So why would I talk about anal sex? Because that's gross. Well, actually, it's not. So we're going to get through a lot of those misconceptions and misunderstandings. And what I really like to do is look at how, for one thing, I love to bring people out of trauma and into a place of pleasure, which means they're having a more happy life. Their body feels good, they're out of pain. They're living a life that's pleasurable. And a lot of times trauma is what holds us back from that. I've done a lot of shows on trauma. And the other thing I really like to do is look at different benefits, how different forms of, well, intimacy and pleasure can actually improve our health, both our physical health, but also our psychological health, so our mental health. So we're going to be talking a little bit about all of that today, and we're going to start with that very big question of what actually is anal intercourse? And I bet a lot of you out there are like, well, it's like when a penis goes in a butthole. Okay, well, that's limited. So yes, that's part of it. And boy, it isn't just penis going into butthole that has no stimulation and has no preparation happening. No, we're not doing that. We're not creating trauma in the anus. We don't need to create like rips and tears and create issues and anything like that. The anus needs to be stimulated and opened, and it's one of those magical parts of the body that doesn't actually create its own lubrication. So you need to lubricate. And how does one lubricate an anus? Well, you got some natural lubricant that's in and with you at all times, which is your spit, your saliva. So that's one that you can use depending on, like, how comfortable you are with using saliva. And some of the other more common ones are using different things like Astroglide. I don't even know if Astroglide's still around, but Astroglide was like the one back in the day, KY jelly, whatever it's called now. So I would go for water-based lubes, because sometimes people have reactions to silicone-based lubes. But if you know that you're okay with silicone-based lube, then go for that. But if you've never tried it, don't just test it out on your anus. Test it out somewhere else on your body and see if you have a reaction to it. But silicone-based lube is actually fantastic for anal sex, mostly because it lasts longer. So, you can actually have more play without having to add more lube. It has more a bit of a slide to it. And depending on the kind of silicone-based lubes, some silicone-based lubes are not at all good for using with toys. So if you are using toys, then be really clear and sure that the lube that you're using will not degrade the toys that you're using. So it's always good to ask somebody who's in the know. Don't just assume that all lubes can go with all toys. They don't, and you need to just know which ones do. I also think when I'm thinking about lubricating an anus, I would think, You know, some people like to use flavored lubes, but I'm not a fan of putting flavored lubes on any part of the body that has certain levels of acidity required. So if it's going near anywhere near a vaginal opening, or if it's going, that lube is happening to spread on other areas, like going internally into your anus, and you've got flavors on there, it can change the pH and the whole environment inside your body. So change all of those good microbacteria, all those good bacterias, all that environment can change. So we want to make sure that you're using lubes that are safe for your body and that aren't going to create infection or inflammation. So now we got things lubing up. So part of actually anal play in general, I called it anal intercourse just for this show because I have done another show just called about anal sex, but I wanted to call it anal intercourse because I just thought AI was fun to talk about as the other AI. So we're talking about it as the other AI tonight. And there are a lot of things that could go under the umbrella of anal intercourse. And anal intercourse could be that you are not sticking a penis into an anus. You could be using a finger. You can get finger condoms, actually, so that if, you know, or using a glove if you don't want to put your finger inside somebody's anus, but you want to still have anal play, but you have a thing maybe about germs, so you can always use a glove. Make sure your gloves don't rip because if you have fingernails, they can, you know, kind of nick the sides of gloves. You want to wear good gloves, ones that would be like surgical style gloves or finger condoms for sure. The other thing that you'd want to become aware of when you're putting anything in the anus is, does it fit comfortably? So there can be a lot of assumption that if a poo can come out of there, and say a poo is a few centimeters in diameter or even wider than that, then how come you can't just shove a penis in? Well, the thing about the anus is that there's like a natural instinct to push out because that's usually what it does. So there can often be a bit of a resistance reaction when it comes to putting anything into the anus. And sometimes there's also a lack of dilation happening. So, in order to actually have comfortable, pleasurable anal sex, you need to be able to open up through relaxation, open up the anus. So, you can do that with stimulation. Some people like to do it through licking the anus, and mouth guards are always good if you're using not just mouth guards, that you can get, like anal guards, you can do like protection shields for stimulation too. You could spit on your finger and rub it on the anus as well. So the reason why I encourage you to use some guards is that there are a few things that happen with anuses that are, I think, maybe the unspoken things, like between the potential of having STIs, like anal warts or genital warts or genital herpes, or having oral herpes pass on to genitals or the anus, very uncomfortable. So you don't want to be transferring anything that you could have orally in there. Also, strangely, you can pass on things like strep infections. And anuses have something sometimes that you might not be aware of, like parasites. So I'm sure some people are like, well, I didn't see a parasite coming out of them. Some of them are microscopic. So definitely keeping the area clean, washing it up, lubing it up. Also, there are really good ways of cleaning out the whole system, kind of like an enema prior to having anal sex, because if there's pressure building up in your anus during penetration, then there's often like a natural instinct to want to let go or push out, and it be can become a great big SHIT show. So you don't really want that poop fest happening. You want to make sure that you're keeping that at bay. So stimulate, but also have the area really previously to all of that stimulation cleaned up. So really step one should be clean it on the outside, clean it on the inside. And if you're looking to get a really good clean out system, there is an anal doctor out of New York City named Dr. Evan Goldstein, and he wrote a book called But Seriously, that just came out in May of 2024. And he also has a sideline company where he sells different paraphernalia for anal sex. He is the anal expert, whether it's doing surgeries on anuses or talking about the anus. He is the go-to guy for all things anal. It was really like, hello, Evan, if you're out there, I would love to have you on my show. So you can get the book on audio, you can get it on ebook, and he's amazing at giving information on all things to do with the anus. He has a great backstory in his life if you want to look him up. The show isn't about Evan, so I won't be telling his story, but I just wanted to give you guys some background because his is one of the first really well-written books about anal sex. So we're going to talk about that more. We're going to talk more about anal sex when we come back. We're going to go listen to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about the other AI, anal intercourse, and all the benefits of it. There are a lot of times where anal intercourse has been used as like a warning, or like, don't do that, it's not safe, or it's gross, or you're going to get, you know, problems, or if you have anal intercourse, that means that you got psychological problems. And or, you know, you're committing sodomy. So, you know what? Up until, I think it was probably the 80s, maybe just prior to that. Well, even in places like England until fairly recently, committing sodomy was actually a criminal act. And there are still places in the US, there are still states in the US where sodomy is considered criminal. So, anal sex, another word for it, or anal intercourse, and another word for that, is sodomy. So that is against the law. So whether you are committing sodomy with somebody of your gender or a different gender, it's considered illegal in many, many places. So for those of you who are in those places and you really like anal intercourse, maybe it's time to move. Maybe it's time to change those regulations and those laws in your states. And for some religions, it's actually considered quite sinful because the seed is being wasted. The seed being semen is being wasted. It's not producing a child or potentially producing a child, just as it would be considered a waste to masturbate. So if you're listening to this conversation and you want to tell me that anal intercourse is wrong, bad, and evil, okay, that's your experience and point of view, and probably from a religious upbringing, and I get it, and that's, you're entitled to your perspective. But the matter of fact is, God, let's take your perspective on the of the world, that God created these bodies. And the funniest thing about human anatomy is that anybody with a vulva probably has a clitoris. It's, again, not guaranteed, but the chances are pretty high. If you have a vulva, you have a clitoris. And the clitoris has one purpose, and that is pleasure. Yet, in all these years of studying clitorises, doctors, gynecologists, urologists, experts in genitalia, sexologists, nobody knows what else the purpose of a clitoris is except for pleasure. So if God created these bodies and created a pleasure button, the chances are there isn't just one pleasure button. And you know what? The anus actually has a lot of nerve endings that are, when stimulated, some of the most erotic, erogenous zones in the body that are often overlooked because people are disgusted by it. So the things that you think disgust you are the things we need to address first, which are probably, a lot of them are psychological, probably thinking, ooh, I don't want anything going in my bum hole because that's disgusting. That's where poo comes out. Okay, so if you do an enema or a colonic and you clean that all out, the chances of the poop coming out are way less. Then if there's the judgment of, like, I don't want germs on my finger if I'm fingering somebody anally, you can always use finger condoms or a glove. If you're concerned that it's going to hurt, the chances are that it won't, but it can. Now, if you have a vulva and sex hurts, that should be something that's addressed. That should be considered something that you would go and talk to experts about and find out why you have vulvodynia or what can help with vulvodynia. And a lot of experts don't know, like gynecologists, a lot of them don't know what to do for vulvodynia because ultimately they think it's all psychological. And if it is psychological, then we need to deal with the trauma. That's a side note. That's vulvodynia for another day. But I wanted to use it as a comparison because if it hurts to have vaginal sex, and that is considered problematic, and people shouldn't just brush off that if it hurts to have anal sex, well, then just don't have it. If you happen to be if you happen to be LGBTQ, if you happen to be a gay man who really enjoys receiving anal intercourse and it hurts, then it's just as important to address that and figure out why, as it would be if you have vulvodynia and figure out the whys behind it. Now, there are, like I was mentioning, Dr. Evan Goldstein, he's like, he probably could give you the whole lowdown on this. But some of the reasons is that, you know, there could be something psychologically going on where you, you know, haven't wrapped your head around being able to relax, to enjoy. There could be, you know, self-disgust going on. There could be hemorrhoids, guys. Maybe the hemorrhoids need to be removed. There could also be different situations going on with your anus, or that your anus doesn't dilate. And depending on what you're wanting to do with anal intercourse, you're going to want to look at different things. Like if all you really want to do is have external stimulation and you don't have hemorrhoids in the way, or you don't have any fissures or anything like that in the way, or scar tissue or anything, then although scar tissue can feel interesting when you stimulate it, but that's a whole other story for another day. The sexiness of scar tissue, however, looking at the anus itself, if you just want to stay on the outside, there's lots of things you can do. So you can still massage around, even around the opening, not even going directly in the opening. And surprisingly, doing that can create such relief in a body. So there are people who do what's called internal body work, where they will stimulate inside your anus and sometimes inside, like vaginally. They are trained for that, and they have disclaimers and waivers so that you understand what you're walking in on. It's not a sex act. This is all therapeutic. So there can be sometimes something that's going on. There may be muscle things going on. There may be other circumstances that are causing issues in there. Maybe there's cancer, prostate cancer or something, where there's been surgery, or you never know. So want to address what sex, what anal intercourse you would like. And intercourse is defined by going internal, but I just used that for fun today. We should really say anal play. So how would you like to play with the anus today? Would you like to be internal, external? Do you want to go internal with one finger, like the smallest finger? Do you want to go internal two fingers? Do you want a fist? Do you want to put toys in there? Do you want to put multiple toys in there? What kind of fun do you want to have? And if you are looking to put, say, you know, more than two fingers or three fingers, and you're going in for fisting, you're going to want to be able to figure out how to dilate that anus so that you're not creating tears and problems. And just like you wouldn't, the first time you're having vaginal intercourse, you wouldn't go sticking a fist in somebody's vagina the first time, unless you're a real a-hole. The body has to be able to adjust and be able to stretch and open and relax into receiving, needs to relax. So the anus itself needs like a little bit of a pause moment before you shove anything into it. So if you are putting a finger in or two, start with one. And if you do need to wear those finger condoms, do it. Get some lube and rest at the entrance of the anus. Just have your finger there resting. What you might notice is that the body will start to respond with like pulsation, and it'll just kind of like pulse a bit, like breath. And when the person is relaxed, which usually takes 30 seconds to 2 minutes for the anus to actually be okay with the fact that something's sitting there waiting to possibly enter. So you wait that 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and then you just slightly enter. And I know it sounds like teasing, but you want to have the body relax and relax more into receiving. And so you're going to stimulate. And then even if you are thinking you want to put a penis in there, that's all good and fine, but you need to work your way up. If this is your first experience, you don't just go shoving a 10.5-inch big into your, you know, virgin anus. Don't do what I did. So try it a different way, kids. I was young and I didn't know. I didn't know that bodies needed the relaxation method. I was just like, I'll try this, whatever. So yeah. And if you're the guy who did that, you know who you are. And you didn't know either. You were young too. There you go. So now we know better. We know we need to relax. The faces I'm getting in the chat room are fabulous. So you need to relax, and you need to wait, and you need to let the body kind of give you a yes. Even better, let the person actually give you communication to say yes, either thumbs up or I'm ready, or some kind of agreed upon language in advance, because this is a new experience and you want to be able to be safe about it. And communication, as I always say, communication and consent and curiosity are key. And we're certainly diving into curiosity tonight, and we really do need consent and communication for this. And being able to even give clues, like you can give have this conversation in advance, but something like, you know, either having the hand of your partner or being able to stroke their leg to just indicate speed or pressure so that you can give an idea of, give them an idea of what you would like without, you know, if the words turn you off, then you can, you know, give motions and give different direction, but agree on that in advance so everybody knows what's going on. So I hope I didn't scare you guys yet with my story of my first experience. However, we will talk about some of the wiser ways to have anal intercourse. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Interested in masturbating for money, copulating for consciousness, and pleasuring on purpose? 21 days of sexual magicism with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic is an exploration of tools, processes, and actions that you can use to create more for your life, your body, your money inflows, and so much more. Graduated learning for all levels of interest. Learn at your own pace via video classes or join the yearly live class. Take a peek at www.milicajelinic.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about anal intercourse and the benefits of it. So I know there's lots of people out there who kind of gross out by it, and I totally get that. I'm not trying to convince you into doing it. What I just want you to know is that there are benefits, and it's not that you necessarily have to ever do this, but just consider that if you ever did try it, that there could be beneficial reasons to do this. One of the things that there's with the therapeutic stuff that I had mentioned earlier, I'd mentioned that there are people who do internal type osteopathy or a different internal manipulation of the body, like somatic body work, sexual somatic body work, but other kinds of somatic body work too, that's internal. And the amazing thing is that, you know, whether you're having your anus stimulated for the sheer fun of having sex in a new way or a different way, or, you know, having anal sex will, you know, the chances of getting pregnant with anal sex are real slim, unless, of course, the sperm is leaking out and slips in and whatever. Anal sexes can be one anal sexes. anal sex can be incredibly safe if you make sure you're lubricated, make sure that the person is comfortable who's the receiver, there's no rips and tears, you're using protection, especially for STIs. And all of those things are great. Also, if you aren't using any protection, which more and more people don't do these days, but okay, you're going to want to make sure that you're all clean, right? I can't emphasize that enough, is that you want to make sure you're doing things like enemas beforehand so that you're not having a poop show. And then let your body after the enema make sure it drains all out so there's not like poop water everywhere. So, okay, back to why would we even do this? There could be poop water, there could be STIs happening. Oh, she said parasites. Oh no. Why? Because it can actually be incredibly pleasurable and it can create orgasms in an incredibly intense way. If you've never had your anus penetrated before, or if you've never had it stimulated, it can be so intense and fascinating, and your body can go into like a state of healing if it's done in a really kind way. And if there's communication and, you know, the person receiving has lead and it's, you know, you're not getting like rammed hard, you know, anal sex should be done slow, like slow sex. And it can be so amazing for letting your body let go of stress and tension. We have a lot of nerves and muscles that culminate right into our anal sphincter. And you can just imagine how much, if that's stimulated or released or massaged, that the whole body can just relax. So if you tend to have like really tight hips, or if you have constipation, or if you have lower back pain, having internal massages in your anus can be amazing for healing. So if your partner is willing to take the anal penetration and the anal play to a whole level of healing, you could have an awful lot of benefits health-wise and then also mental health-wise, because if your body can let go of stress and your mind can let go of stress, your body can heal dynamically. So I know it sounds wild, but there are methods to doing working on strange and interesting parts of the body, like the anus and like the belly button, and you can release a lot of stress and tension from those parts because we hold on a lot. You know, people are the you know, there's a term, you're anal retentive. Well, people do a lot of retention in their anus. They're holding on tight. And when you stimulate that area to let it relax and let go, then, you know, you're the muscles in that area will release too. So you really want to make sure, again, that everything isn't just going to flop out. But another option would be to do it in a tub. If you're concerned about that kind of mess, do it in a tub, not necessarily pushing water in and out, because that will be very much like an enema, but you can do it like in a shower if you're comfortable standing up. I'm saying that because that's where my first story came from with the Holy Hannah. Well, that was an experience. I see the picture of that clearly in my mind. I was like 26 at the time, I think. Anyway, whoo, yeah. So and I'm laughing at it because I was like, wow, that was intense. And it was actually, looking back, incredibly healing, because your body just cannot control the orgasms. There's so much intense energy that it just, you know, like overrides, and you're just like, wah, your body just does its own thing. I don't know where that wah sound came from, but it doesn't actually, that's not the sound of me having an orgasm. It's just like my body like opening up. There's like this opening thing that happens. So we talked a bit about, like, you know, how do we even define anal intercourse? And again, I wanted to redefine that what I'm really talking about is anal play. And play is one of the ways that I encourage people to heal, is through play. So if you're having anal play, it could be quite useful in healing. One of the things that you can also be doing with anal play. So we talked about internal, external, talked about the finger, putting in also toys. Again, if you're going to use toys, you want to make sure that the lube you're using on the toys doesn't degrade the toys, and absolutely sterilize those toys after, because you don't want to put a toy from the anus into any other body parts, including your mouth or a vaginal opening. You can absolutely spread disease that way. So those toys need to be cleaned before they go into other holes. If you're going to do any like order of operations, it would be oral, like mouth, anything goes in the mouth, then goes into a vagina, then goes into an anus. If you're going to do all three and you're not doing showers in the middle, then that would be your order of operations. Unless the person has really bad bacteria that could be spread to the vagina, then no. But you never go the opposite direction. You never go anus, vagina, mouth. That is just a whole hotbed of disease waiting to happen. Whole hotbed of bacteria and all kinds of funky fun happening. I'm sure that there's lots of people in like emerge wards going, oh, know what those people did last night? Holy, you can see it on their faces. There's all kinds of weird, weird, funky stuff that belongs in an anus right on those lips, right there. I'm sure they see it all the time. Just my thought. So how do we avoid that? Make sure that everything is clean. Make sure that you are stimulated. Make sure there's consent. Make sure you've had these conversations prior to doing it. It's nothing like not saying anything and then having a penis shoved into your ass with no discussion. I tell you, can't tell you how many times that's happened to me, but man, I swear, dudes, are you just like not aware that there is an anus and there is a vagina, and they're like next door neighbors and they're real close, but they're not the same. So if you're really wanting to have anal sex, just talk about it. And if you can't talk about it, you shouldn't be having it. Okay, so if you can talk about it, then maybe you're ready for that. But if you can't even like discuss it in a mature way, then there's no way you should be having any kind of anal play. But if you can talk about it, we're on to something. So one of the, you know, we talked about like what constitutes anal intercourse, which is actually, to me, we're going to broaden that to anal play, and a lot of things will constitute that. I'm just bringing you some of the most common ones. I don't want to get into like some of the crazy conversations, which would be like a whole kink end conversation. Well, talking about dilators is a bit of a kinky end of a conversation, and fisting is a bit kinky too. But, you know, if we're talking about, say, sticking an ice cube up the anus, or, you know, putting food on the anus, like there's a whole bunch of things that could be happening. That's a whole conversation for a kinky other day. So the precautions I mentioned in the show description, the precautions I really wanted to mention were all about making sure that there's hygiene happening. So the area is externally clean, internally clean. If you happen to have a lot of hair in that area and you don't want it pulled on, or, you know, if you have a hairy anus and a penis is going into your hairy anus, anal area, because sometimes people will have hair right up to like the anal opening, it might be something that you want to either get waxed or shaved, which can be a touchy area for sure. So you want to go to people who really know what they're doing, or getting that done with like laser. Because what can happen if you have longer hair in that area and you're getting, for example, anal intercourse, and you have somebody who's maybe uncircumcised, the pubic hair can get stuck in and around the foreskin. And I've actually known adult men who ended up having to get circumcisions in their like 20s and 30s and 50s because of different play they've done that included areas that had a lot of hair, and the hair ripped their foreskin. So I want to keep that area clean of all things. Yep, it's pretty brutal. So adult circumcisions are hard to deal with because there's a fairly extensive period of time where you can't have any erections. So it's quite hard to pull that off, I would think. So We talked a bit about precautions. Now, the question is, who actually enjoys anal sex? It must just be the weirdos. The people who enjoy anal sex are the people who have actually had it and enjoyed it. So there you go. Or maybe you haven't had it, but you fantasize about it and feel like you would enjoy it. Literally anybody can enjoy anal sex. So it can improve. If you have a vulva, it can improve things like the G-spot orgasm. It can actually be initiated from anal penetration. If you have a penis and you don't have any internal sex organ, you still have internal sex organs, but if you have a penis and you're being anally penetrated, then you probably still have a prostate, and that prostate orgasm can be mind-boggling as well. So there are lots of people who like anal intercourse, and it's not, or anal play, and it's not always about deep penetration or crazy wild stuff. It can just be like I was saying, that first initial while you're waiting for the body to be ready to receive anal penetration, that first waiting period of that kind of sense of breath and throbbing in the anus can actually be, the anticipation can be really cool. And also it can help the anus open up a bit. And it's almost like it's like a opening flower. That sounds crazy, but it's like, hello. And then it's like ready to play. So anybody can like anal intercourse. Now, if you're not liking it and you'd like to like it, then it's really good to talk to somebody who is an absolute expert in it. There may be ways I can work with you on that too. If it's something where you require surgery, then I would recommend going to top surgeons like Dr. Evan Goldstein. But if you aren't at that level of needing surgery and you just need some better understanding, even after this show, where you need to like have a discussion or more examples or more ideas, you can always connect with me through MilicaJelenic.com. That's MilicaJelenic.com. You can go do that now, actually, as we're heading to commercial break. You can go book a 30-minute free session with me. Everybody can do that. Soon I'll be not able to do that because my time is quite consumed. So if it's something you've been waiting to do and thinking about, get on it now while I still am able to provide that service for everyone. So you are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelenic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelenic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. In these last few minutes, I'd like to remind you of like the benefits. You know, why would we even do this? So let's recap. So one of the reasons for anal sex is, you know, real reduced chances of pregnancy. The risks of STIs are still there. So you just need to make sure that you're, you know, taking care of all things, precaution on that front. And I'm thinking that there's like a whole generation now that didn't live through the fear of AIDS and HIV, because now there's medication for it, but it's still a real thing, and it compromises your body, your health, your mentally as well. Like if you get HIV, I'm not thinking you're walking around feeling pretty excited about that. So you want to make sure that you are being safe, absolutely safe. So some of the other benefits, like I was saying earlier, is that physically, with all the different nerves and muscles and everything going on in the anus, that when that's stimulated and your body can deeply relax, and when your body can deeply relax, you can climax in different ways, you can have different kinds of orgasm, you can feel a different kind of connection with your partner, especially if it's your first time. It's something that you'll probably always remember. And it's got like a little bit of a taboo feeling about it. So it's like you're doing something naughty, but it's fun and it's interesting. And I think that it's one of those things that, because it's illegal in so many places in the world, that definitely don't do it in the countries where if you got caught, you'd go to jail. But if you're on holiday in Canada, have some anal sex, have some fun, because it's not illegal here in Canada, where I'm from. And it is illegal in many multiple states, and it is illegal in many other countries in the world, which is wild. But so are a lot of other sexual activities are illegal in many different states. And actually, sex toys are still illegal in many different states as well, which is mind-boggling. However, that's what it is. So the main things I would feel, that if you were going to do this for any reason and you're just thinking, well, I'll try it for the health benefits and the psychological benefits, but I'm not really into it, it would be more beneficial to have any kind of other touch or experience with your partner. Don't just do this because you're like, but she said there's health benefits and she said there's mental health benefits. Yes, there are, but you also need to be choosing it. Be excited about it, desire it, be interested, consent, be curious. Because if you don't have that energy going on behind it, it's going to be awkward and it can actually be traumatizing. So, and if you have ever had somebody do anything to you anally that was traumatizing in any kind of way, then this might not be your go-to. And it might not be something that would actually help your body heal. You might need to have a lot more other things going on before you can even have any kind of stimulation in your anus at all. So yeah, just because I say that it could be beneficial doesn't mean that it has to be. And don't put it on me that you're, you know, Melissa says that we should try this. I've actually had people tell me that. And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter if I say that it's okay to have sex on your period. It matters what you feel and how you feel. Just like, you know, I'm saying that one specifically because that came up one time. But, you know, what it matters is what between you and your partner, what you agree on, and that everything is consented to. So if you are consenting to anal sex and you're looking for some more fun to be had, and everything I've talked about is things you've tried, but you are looking for some funky, fun ideas, remember you can connect with me through my website, militsayelenich.com. I am a crazy amount of information, fun, and play that just sometimes comes to my head when I look at you and I'm like, hey, try this. It might not be something that came up in the show, but you might inspire me to come up with something really fun for you to do with your partner. So if that's something you want to do, you let me know. I want to wrap up this show by letting you guys know that next week I have a guest on, and my guest is going to be talking all about, we're going to be talking actually all about sex and energy, and how you can transmute sexual energy into different things. So I'm very excited about that. And if you haven't gone to listen to some of my shows in the last few weeks, there's been a lot of fun. So go back. If this is your first time listening to this show, there are over 400 episodes you can go back and listen to, 500 maybe now. I don't know, guys. It's been 10 years. Go back, enjoy, listen, learn. If you have questions, connect with me. If you have ideas for shows, feel free to connect with me too. I'm always taking ideas from people who write to me. I love your letters. And if I haven't responded to you, write to me again. I love responding. So I tried my best to do that. Have a great
Thank week. You for listening to The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist, Militsa Jelenic. The Pleasure Zone returns next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.